This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine on this glorious but a little bit cloudy day.
It's a bit overcast, isn't it?
It is a bit overcast, but it is meant to be a top of 36, isn't it, Mr. Weatherman?
Well, it's interesting. My phone says 33. The news brief says 35, but, you know.
We'll see what it feels like.
We'll
You're
see.
With Nevena and Macca. Macca, who's our next guest live
next,
in the studio?
Our next guest live in the studio is Heather Consolo.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor of the City of Port Phillip. Now, is this your first time on radio?
It is.
Don't be afraid. You're having a chat with Macca and Nevena, and there just happens to be a couple of people eavesdropping. So don't.
It's just like a council meeting. It's only
like
more fabulous.
Yeah, it's just like a council meeting. Just think of me as one of the council officers. No, don't do that. So welcome, and it's you know, to be mayor of the City of Port Phillip. I mean, what a municipality it is.
Thank you. Delighted to be on. And it really is an honour to be a mayor in general, but especially the City of Port Phillip.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got Midsummer going on. You know, you've got Pride March coming up. You know, you've got the Pride Centre here. It's a great, but that's just part of the season of events that happen in the Port Phillip all year round. Coming up is the Rainbow Flag Raising, isn't there?
Yes, Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
at the St. Kilda Town Hall, right
yep.
in the front, the lawn there. And we have a great act with Jimmy the Queen.
Oh.
And Delight the Stairs. And a few speeches, but of course, raising the flag, which is a great symbol that we all appreciate and have great respect at the council. It's a special day for us.
Macca, could I take a step back? Because
yeah.
I'm always curious to know about people, especially people who get involved in community service, like becoming mayor. Heather, can you tell a little
yeah.
bit about yourself and your journey to be mayor of Port Phillip?
Sure. This is my first term on council. We're about halfway through, and I was elected in November, so still quite fresh in the year. I moved to Australia 14 years ago. My husband is Australian. We have three kids. We live up in the Port Melbourne side, so the northern side. I have a background in architecture, but also very interested in community involvement. I think that's a little bit through my kids. I've been on childcare committees, school council, things like that. But just walking around often with my pram, seeing all the things. And I started a Facebook group that is called Port Melbourne Focus, and it really grew from just a small little thing to being a hub of community information and connection. And it's still thriving today with about 10,000 people.
Wow.
I'm not involved in the admin anymore.
I was about to say, I don't know how you have the time.
No, gosh, it does take a lot of time. It's a thankless job, but
yes.
it's very thankful people do it, actually. And it's been a good connection, and that was a segue into trying to run for council, and I was successful, and building my knowledge on the job.
And Heather, you've said to us that you've been mayor since November. How does that change from being a councillor to then taking on this enormous responsibility in our community?
It's an internal election among the councillors. So first you have to get through that and get the support of your fellow councillors, which is a lot to ask and a trust. But I've learned on the job. So such as today, first time on the radio, really exciting. And you know, the next time will be easier.
Yep.
Of course.
That's building those skills as I go.
Because, you know, we think it's important that, you know, Joy is Melbourne-based, but it's national and it's international. And particularly for our local listeners, you know, so hopefully it's not news to you, but you will be a regular guest once a month.
Oh, good.
Once a month. We're working that out with your people. But it's important for people, you know, to hear from the people that represent them and that roll out the services and what they think. So the City of Port Phillip is diverse. You know, it has huge number of spoken languages, so many different cultures, you know, businesses, you know, public housing, private housing. It's a difficult balance, isn't it, to get, you know, to deliver services, but, you know, to represent a community as diverse as that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Council, yes, we had the citizenship ceremony the other day, and it always reminds you just how many different countries we represent. And that's just one part, age, just even socioeconomic backgrounds. We have a very diverse. You can't make everybody happy, but you really have to make sure that you represent things that are fair. And for the people who don't necessarily have the voice or have had an ability to feel represented, that they also are included.
Because I think the provision of services is always difficult, and local government is the tier of government that is closest to the people, and delivering those services is a challenge. But getting that balance between heritage and development, for people to access, whether it's bike lanes, whether it's cars, whether it's public transport. I'm glad it's you having to balance on that tightrope and not me. Can I ask, Heather, is this what you expected? Did you, when you became a councillor and then became mayor, was it a surprise how it works?
Yes and no. Yeah? I think just being a member of the public, you don't realise really what does happen at council. We get the standard rates, roads and rubbish,
yep.
But it's a whole lot more, especially when you really want to do a good job of it. So there might be programs that people don't feel are necessarily a priority, but I don't think that what they're saying is felt the same way by the next person who actually does think it's a priority. Really try. The other benefit of local government is we talk to the community a lot more. There's a lot of community consultation. Now, that is a challenge because not everybody has the same united view, but we have to kind of go through it and make sure that we hear what they're saying and could get the best outcome for the community.
And you are in one of the rainbow hubs of Melbourne. We're about to have the Pride March.
Rainbow
you have
Road.
The Rainbow Road. We have the Pride Centre. What are some of your LGBTIQ+ priorities during your term as mayor?
Yes, we're very excited about the road freshly painted. It looks great. Hope everybody gets to see it now with the Pride March coming up next weekend. We are well on our way to having the action plan coming out. So that is a key opportunity for community to give feedback this year. We're hoping it will go to community consultation this year. And that is a document that helps the council work through all of our priorities. There'll be different areas that it would reach. So it's council as a service provider, council as an ally, council as a leader, council as a consumer, and council as a workplace.
Fantastic.
So it touches a lot of areas, and it's a really important document that I'm proud that we are putting together. And that's because our advisory committee that we formed last year is doing a phenomenal job helping out on this.
So we've got Pride March coming up and so many other things. Look, I want to thank you for coming in this morning, and we look forward to speaking to you, once a month. And, recognise that, it's a tough gig being an elected official, and making yourself available to the community in a forum like this is really important. So I appreciate that, and I hope your first on radio was, you feel okay.
I do. Thank you.
Pleasure.
You're amazing.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much for joining us, Heather.
Thank you.
That was Heather Consolo, Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, on her very, very first radio interview. So there you go.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.